Everyone, it is a new episode of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio, and I am joined today by, you know what, like another Papa, the kind of...
only other one.
The only other one, yeah.
Non-dead one and non-half one.
Yeah, that's true. We did have a couple sibs, and fuck knows how many halves we have out there.
Is this your... have you done this before?
Yeah,
Not in a long time. I don't even remember the last time. It might have been like a decade, maybe.
It's been a long fucking time since Will was on the
10
show.
10 years. Was there like there like beef?
No, it was just like a scheduling thing, probably. And then like probably not long after that, I met my ex. So
he got pussy destroys everything. Let's just put that out there now. It took him away from me. And ever since I started dumping loads on the regular, I've done the show once every other month. So that's all you need to know. Like, I used to do this show thinking
this show used to be your mating call.
It was in a bizarre way. I would be like, hey, woman that I met via Reddit Gone Wild, here's my podcast where I talk about effing P 300 ways to Sunday and talk about how I'm morbidly obese and live at my mom's. But yes, drink this in and react like that singing bitch in Amadeus.
Right.
You know, who's like, I don't need looks. I want talent. I'm a woman of class. You're going to see past the jelly rolls.
Would you lead with your show? Like, hey, I have a podcast.
Once you had the, by the way, this is also Michael Johnson. Hey,
hello, everybody.
Go. That's how. No, I would like just bullshit with a woman for a bit, and then if they seemed on the hook, I would be like, hey, here are these things that I do in addition to just trying to talk to women who spread their asses for strangers. You know, like you're not even...
You wouldn't include that in your text message, would you?
Yeah, that would be it. That would be message number one. Like, hey, woman who isn't doing this for pornographic profit, thus making you a saint.
Did you ever get like, oh, this is great, or, you know, even, you know, what I would be afraid of, some constructive feedback, or even worse, you send like a sample episode and it's just silent from the girl.
I always knew how to pick my battles. Like, I always, it was never like some weirdly religious chick where I sent them a Papa's Basement episode. Like, if they were already kind of in the boat and I could tell they dug dudes that engaged in creative efforts, like somehow even this abortive podcast that has gone nowhere in pretty much 20 years, that could work to my benefit. And to be fair, most of them didn't listen to much, if anything. Like, a lot of times you would just send the link, they would never listen, but they'd be like, oh, he does this thing with his time.
He has
time.
An internet presence.
Yeah, he does something. Yeah.
That in and of itself
that
is
Twitter
enough.
Account. That, yeah, I used to have like, I don't know.
You might as well have just, if they weren't listening to it, you should say, I produce this like little podcast for Joe Rogan. I don't know if you heard him.
Yeah, exactly.
But he was also like fairly early to it. So again, like, I mean, even back in like 2013, 2012, when did you start?
Oh, 2007? Yeah.
2007? No, not that at all.
Yeah.
Kind of on the radio. Right. So it's like,
yeah.
Back then it was kind of rare. Now,
oh, right. I mean, when I started this, I liked it. It wasn't even called a podcast.
It was
like,
just a radio
I remember
show.
The yeah. very, a chick I worked with who used to listen to us live when we broadcast out of the public access station that you are now at, Michael.
Yeah.
I used to burn her discs of the show and she would fucking listen that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like on a CD, man.
On
like,
a CD, yeah.
Like in her car.
And then I tried to cuck her boyfriend.
You tried to have sex with her in front of her boyfriend?
No, well, I guess more she was just being unfaithful to the boyfriend, yeah.
Hey, I want you to cheat on your boyfriend, but we're going to do it in front of him.
Yeah, yeah, no. Not actual cucking. Unawares cucking. You know, that's just called getting cheated on, I guess. Right. You know? Like, yeah.
Oh, is that the chick like in Ohio or something?
No. Like a former coworker of mine who...
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then she... I think would have made the very lateral move over to me, but I was so cheap back then. I was using health department condoms, which, God forbid,
oh, I remember you telling
neutral
me about
white.
That.
Yeah. Gosh. So it was like this bright red clown's nose. And I was beating my meat so many times. And this was my late 20s. So I was actually lifting like an absolute motherfucker. And I just like spent everything I had in the gym.
Why would you go for the government issued condoms?
Because I back then didn't know that there were like non-latex options that didn't feel like shit. Like I cannot, I don't know about you, I cannot maintain an erection in a latex condom.
Right.
I don't know the difference. I mean, they're all terrible.
No, man. There's Lifestyles that I buy at Targois. And Lifestyles.
Or the, what is it? Skin, deep?
Lamb
skin? Or
I don't know, man. I just know Lifestyles. And it just says it's non-latex. I don't know what the fuck it's made out of. But, like, I can actually stay hard in a Lifestyles condom. And whatever prostitutes use, they don't use latex. But I bought a box of Trojans. Old-fashioned Trojan latex shit at Costco because I was at Costco. I was like, fuck it. Throw 50 rubbers in my cart while we're at it. And the chick I banged right before settling down with my girl now, like I just grabbed a handful of them shits and I was like, at least they're not red. You know? And it was miserable. Not so much because she was like a bad fuck or anything like that. Like, it was fun. I was getting new pussy, you know? But like, these things are just so thick and so trash. I could barely stay hard. I think I kind of had to do like a couple like, and then just like, okay, I'm really close, you know? And you fucking just lie and then do the jerk off on her back or whatever. Yeah.
This is a good, this is a good lead in for our, your sponsor, Lifestyles.
Yeah.
No, or you could just do what I do. It's like if a chick demands you wear a bag, like, fuck her for a bit, then you go down on her, then you take it off.
So commit felony stealth raping. Yeah, not saying I didn't do that once in my youth, but
if they ask me, oh,
it fell off, I didn't want to interrupt the mood. Yeah,
I thought you were going to get government issued condoms just because they were like, they were free.
Well, I did, don't get me wrong. Every time I got my dick tested, because the government-issued condoms felt like shit, so then I'd take them off, and we'd have unprotected sex, and then I'd be there to get tested, and then they'd give me more of these fucking things.
You'd have the cotton swab up the...
God by the final time they just drew blood. But yes, I used to get, like you know, you get the fucking metal guitar string with the cotton swab on it.
I think, like, yeah, chlamydia or whatever that's for, like, they can test through piss now.
Yeah, now it's all piss and blood. You don't have to get violated.
My doctor
anymore.
Says he can tell just by taste.
Taste and smell. Does he put on like a blindfold? Just go sommelier on your balls. The mouthfeel.
Man, I've had chlamydia multiple times. And I guess men, a lot of times you're asymptomatic because your piss kind of acts as like a cleanser.
Yeah.
So the only way I knew it was some woman was like, you gave me chlamydia. Yeah, probably.
You know what? That's pretty convenient for her that men are asymptomatic. She could just be...
Not always, I guess. But
throwing
I
it around blindly.
Thankfully. And like the first time it happened, like I kept calling women I slept with and like they all had it. And finally I just stopped.
You're like, it's just going around.
I'm tired of feeling bad about myself. You can figure it out
on
your own.
I mean, it's strep throat for the penis.
Yeah, I mean, so what if you become sterile?
Too many of us in the world anyway.
Dumb enough to fuck me, you probably shouldn't reproduce.
Fuck.
Well, yeah. This has been a nice PSA to start the show.
Yeah. Fucking wear your bags. Get the good ones. Don't cheap out.
Well, that's what I was wondering is if you were trying to save a few bucks, but like if those condoms were not working, that it would just be kind of counterproductive. It's like, well, why don't you... You know what I mean? You ended up getting the girl pregnant. I think that was your main concern, right?
No, I was always an STD nut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So you wanted the shield.
Yeah. Mm. I was, not that I was like banging shitty women of ill repute or something, but like.
So you've never had an STD?
I had one that they didn't know what the fuck it was, basically. Like, I think I've told you this story. All right. the one girl that I met via Gone Wild. In my entire life, I've met like maybe three girls off of Gone Wild total.
Is that like a Reddit thing
where people just pose naked.
I don't know Reddit.
Go on Reddit, find Gone Wild, enjoy. Beat your meat furiously. Been a lot of 19-year-olds lately. A little young for my taste, great bodies, whatever. Yeah, I met the one chick, and she had vaginosis or whatever. So,
just like an odor?
Anytime she got wet, it smelled like legit fish market. It was horrific.
Encountered that.
Yeah, and it sucked. She was fucking great.
Fucking
killer
Staten Island dump on a hot summer's day.
Yeah, it was terrible. Like, because she could be fresh out of the shower, and you're like, all right, there's no way this is happening now. And the instant your fucking tongue hits her clit, she's like, ah, you're suddenly like, oh, God, not again.
Wouldn't her gynecologist say something?
Maybe her healthcare sucked and she wasn't doing that. Maybe she was going to the same clinic that gave me fucking thick bags.
She goes to her gynecologist and he's like, yeah, I should have said something. I was gonna, you know what? That's on me. I let you out of this office.
It's Michael's dick doctor. He's like, sorry, I can only do this by tape. Long story short, like after that, like when I was beating my meat, I would be like, what? Why do I smell her fucking rank ass thing coming out of
some like bacterial infection or something?
Yeah. And at first you're like, is this like some emotional thing? Like I like Proust with the fucking cookie or whatever, you know? like every time I get hard, I smell this bitch's bad box. But after like a year, I'm like, okay, I've been over this for a while. Like I need to see a doctor. And he was basically like, look, I would tell anyone typically this is psychosomatic, but you're saying this has been over a year. Like, I trust you. It's the only time someone's just been like, here's fucking antibiotics. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Did a doctor take a whiff? Hold it up to his nose like this microphone.
I'm like, look, this only works. I have to get hard enough to be leaking pre-cum. So we're going to be here, man.
Yeah, I mean, you hadn't been coming in repeatedly for a year. And he's like,
No. Yeah, finally after
it's still the
time,
same? Okay.
Yeah, right. He punched my little sub-club card. He's like, all right, you get your pills. Yeah, man. Nah, I fucking...
give you azithromycin or azithromycin.
Yeah,
whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah, I just took it and my dick doesn't smell like a fish market anymore.
That's really horrendous.
Yeah, it was not. I mean, I wasn't really getting laid on the reg, so it didn't fucking matter. But, yeah, not something you want to bring to the party.
Like vaginal odor.
Bad vaginal odor. Like not even something you would identify as vaginal odor. Something that smells like rot.
It's like the fucking Seinfeld episode with the B.O. It's like the B or the O supposed to go with the B.
Yeah. Yeah. I had fucking
sticks
I had
around.
D.O.
Dio.
Ronnie James, yeah. Oh, God. So, yeah, man, I am back from a weekend trip up to Jersey.
Oh, you did? You are?
Yeah.
I didn't know you
Which part?
The very fucking hoity-toity part. Like,
Alpine? Or?
This was actually kind of close to Lodi. Or however they pronounce
it. Is this north, middle, south?
This is like north. About 20 miles and east, or I'm sorry, west of New York City.
Yeah. Kind of, like, I know Paramus is up there, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just their version of Arlington or whatever shit. You know what I mean?
What were you doing up there?
So my girl's got two, I call them half brothers. Any person who has half sibs is always like, they're just my brother. And I'm like, the fuck they are. I will acknowledge they are different from you.
Well, they're her only siblings, though, right? Like she doesn't have any full
siblings. No. She just has the one.
Oh, but it's just one half sibling?
No. I'm sorry. She's the only one that exists with her dad.
Parents,
yeah.
Right.
Her mom had two kids before with a different cat.
Gotcha.
So the two half brothers, like one is down in Florida. I forget where, fucking St. Pete.
Okay.
Some shit. I don't remember the hell. Whatever the hell's on the opposite side of Miami.
Polk County.
Yeah. And then this one's like up in Jersey. And her mom was visiting him. And she's like, well, it'd be nice if we could see him. And I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Let's do this.
And so how was it?
I wish I could like say it was like a clusterfuck, because that'd be far more funny. But her brother just like makes a fuck ton of money and has like a house he designed himself, and a really disciplined kid who's like, you can just see this kid and be like, I guess this is what it's like when someone's gonna go places, you know.
It sounds like it kind of checks out with Kelly's DNA, right? She's really
in some ways, because yeah. It's like she's pretty motivated, my girl, but she's not like, you know, making a mint motivated tragically. Like, she does okay financially,
right?
But you know, this brother makes like a small fortune, and his wife does pretty well for herself too.
Does she work at finance or something?
Some shit, I don't know. He's a CEO. It's something that starts with a C.
Like COO.
Yeah, I don't know that shit. But yeah, man, he's just got this fucking house and the jacuzzi and the golden doodle, the whole fucking nine, the electric BMW. Like, it's
electric. The whole electric. Yeah. Yeah. Did you get in it?
I
like the Larry David one.
From Curb. This is like a SUV. Oh, okay. I think he had. I did not get in it. I wonder if that was by design.
So wait, this is just one half sibling.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she doesn't have two.
No, she's got two. The other one's down in Florida.
Oh, that's right.
And these two areas like very much reflect their personalities. Like the other one's kind of I don't want to call him like a lost soul, but maybe finding himself. I don't fucking know. But he's got like three kids. The finances are on the opposite end of this guy.
He got the undisciplined genes.
He did. Yeah. Yeah. And Kelly's kind of like the fucking porridge in the middle, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Bergen County versus Polk County.
Yeah.
You know what you reminded me of as I started watching that Netflix series, The Guy with 1,000 Kids. Did you see that? Some guy from the Netherlands.
Cromartie?
yeah, not the Jets cornerback.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying Dahmer.
Yeah.
No.
Black home men and photographs them.
He's got kids all over the world.
Oh.
But there's
Is he like a true coxman or just a sperm donor?
A sperm donor. But he was like kind of, he was doing it through clinics, but he was also doing it on his own.
Okay.
That would be sex.
Yeah, well, there is one woman on there who was like, I'm she's like, I wanted to have it. I wanted the donation the old fashioned way.
Is he good looking?
I guess the one thing that the women all said is that he has like long blonde kind of curly hair, which is kind of striking.
Okay.
But you know, he's also Dutch. Which is just all, you know, I don't know if you've ever, do you have any Dutch listeners? You know, they are also kind of, you know, like a little bit.
They're Serge from Beverly Hills Cop.
is that Bronson Pinchot?
Pinchot, yeah.
This guy is, if you watch it, you can see like, he's a YouTuber, and he's like, traveling the world, and he's like, hi, today I am in Prague, and like
he's just walking around the Dixie cup of his gym.
So he's funding world travels by dropping loads.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, this guy's awesome.
All the way, even in like Australia. I mean, they like, as the show, like the episode progresses,
yeah,
you just see like little bit, they use these like little yellow baby icons, and they just bloop, 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 and all like, right, just he's just dropping them all over the globe, but and especially in this one like certain kind of
so
section.
What, he's
of
like
Holland.
A Patreon for dumping loads, like
what's that?
How's for real, where's the money coming from for this? Women are paying this guy to come.
Oh yeah,
and deliver jizz.
I think it was better for him if he did it like on his own, like speculating, I guess. Like going door, I don't know if he went door to door. Hello, do you need some of my semen?
God.
Yeah, apparently I think they said like if you're doing it through a clinic, you like you don't make as much.
No, I think you make like $75 or something.
Really?
Well yeah,
I like, want to say it was like
it's like
$2,500
to a headhunter. They're going to take a cut, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, selling on Pawn Stars.
Yeah.
But I think they were also supposed to regulate how much they were given out of his, you know,
Yeah, yeah.
And they just kind of like, they just kept letting them sort of, you know, restock.
You got to cap it. Like before a generation or two later, there's like serious genetic defects taking place with the local population.
Well, these people in this section of Holland, they got together after a while when they started to find out, like, they wanted to, you know, put out the notice like, hey, you know, just in case our kids meet down the road. And they said when they got together, the kids all, like, especially the girls and the boys, immediately just clicked. And they call it Luke and Leia syndrome.
I just saw something on Facebook about that today, I think.
Really?
These two people were like half siblings and fucked and had a kid, and they didn't find out they were half siblings until later.
Right. Yeah.
Well, when the kid came out like a starfish, like
looks like sloth. Yeah.
But yeah, that was they were having to tell their kids like, hey, you can be friends, but you just can't. You know.
Just keep it like all anal, basically.
What's that?
Just all anal. You know what I mean? Like we don't want to get all Ozark up in this bitch.
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I still have some more to go. But I don't know what has happened to the guy.
How much demand is there for load that guy can like keep doing?
Yeah, I think it's. I think especially with like lesbian couples. And then there were multiple couples that were like, they had one kid and then they were like, oh, that worked out. Let's get another one. So he was doing multiple sorts of parenting.
Like, I'm sorry. I'm just going to say this. You can call me selfish, whatever the fuck. It's one thing if you meet a chick who's got a kid. Fucking fine, whatever. But like, if I'm shooting blanks and my wife is fertile, no way in fuck I am letting like anyone's jizz near her. So it's like her biological kid and not my biological kid. Like, I'll fucking adopt before I do that shit.
One woman went to get the load.
Yeah.
And she was driving home with it. And I think, she got lost.
Hit a pothole.
And she pulled over and, you know, just blasted herself.
They don't put it on dry ice.
She had paid a lot for it. Oh, the other thing they said was one time he came over to a couple's place and he said, you know, he was going to do it there. And he was upstairs in their bathroom for close to an hour.
It's like his 19th one that day. Just like a fucking bellows.
Hey, to get. Can someone come up here and stick a finger in my ass?
Trying to come, and it sounds like.
I gotta be honest with you. This is my sixth time today.
But if you pay to get inseminated, like they don't do it for you. Like, they just hand it to you like a fucking DoorDash bag?
Like, well, I think when you're doing clinic, it, like, you on get, your own, like...
Yeah, you get in stirrups, and they have, like, a, you know, surgical turkey baster.
Right, right.
They blast you with. Yeah, but I guess this guy's just fucking handing you...
Yeah, like he basically, like, when they did the reenactment, I mean, it was like he was driving off a pizza, you know, like, here you go.
Yeah.
Here you go. I am off to Prague.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, at that point, you're just like, what containers can I put this in? That's what keeps it creative. Like,
I don't know. I remember one time in middle school at the end of the year, like, I jerked off in, like, a contact lens container and saved it up, and then I just unscrewed it and threw it in the locker, man, like, the last
thing. Wait, you mean just, like, as a prank?
Yeah, just heaved it like a grenade.
Wait, how big a container?
Like, you remember the old school ones where it's like the two little baskets?
Yeah, yeah.
And you put like one on each side and you have to put the pills in. So, yeah, like, I don't know, 2 ounces.
He is. Ew!
He looks like a fucking missing link.
Oh, God.
Who the fuck would want a kid with that guy? He looks like a white Patrick Ewing.
He was also, before he got into sperm donation, he was really into crypto.
Oh, God. It's like the hair that Colin Farrell had in Miami Vice. It's disgusting.
Yeah, this is the couple that he was up in their bathroom for like an hour.
Yeah, that and checks out.
Does it say like why this guy can't get the job done?
Just look at him.
Yeah.
Just fucking look at him.
He doesn't look any worse than the other dude.
I know, but I'm saying that's a man who just has never achieved an erection in his life.
And then these ladies are together. They had a couple kids with them.
Oh. You said ladies, plural, as if there's more than one there.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Hannah Gatsby on the left there.
I mean, okay, like the missing link in this story is these are all painfully unattractive people.
What's that?
These are all very unattractive
just
people.
Just very average. So it's like you can't find some other average person to fuck. What the hell are bars for?
Yeah. Like, for real. If you just make a Bumble profile, not Hinge, because Hinge is the one where I never found anything too fucking weird, but Bumble was the one where people like would legit put like cuckold profiles up and shit.
Oh, really?
The chick or the guy?
Like, as a couple. A friend of mine had a couple hit him up and like, hey, would you like plow my chick in front of me?
Really?
And he was like,
on Bumble,
man. Like, Bumble had some weird fetish shit if you chose to swim those waters. Michael's like, I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll put it back on.
Bumble, I hated its interface. The reason I stuck with Hinge is it had a fucking clean ass interface, man.
That's the one that has like, it's like picture, then caption, then picture, like almost like a website in a way.
Yeah, it's like five pictures, three fucking prompts you responded to. I think right when I was leaving, you were able to add like a video or a voice message. That was right when I was checking out.
That was the one I was banned from that, you know, that date I went on. The girl I met.
Fucking nut bar. Oh, God.
What happened?
I met this girl that wanted to meet like that evening, and I had nothing else to do, and this was my first mistake. She was 26.
No.
What?
No, you're right. Oh, yeah.
But there were so many red flags throughout the night.
Don't go under 30-some, like early 30s.
And she, like, throughout the night, she wasn't, like blitzed. But she, after a couple of drinks, she was...
You want to describe this angel?
She was light-skinned, African-American girl, artsy, very pretty.
Okay.
But, like, we met in Arlington at that board game place. And one of the first things I realized was, like, off is that we played Scrabble.
Yeah.
And
she kept making up words.
I had one of the blank tiles in my first row of letters. And when I tried to play it, I was like, oh, I got a blank tile. And she's like, whatever. That's a mistake. Get a new letter. And I was like, no, that's actually
like it's a test piece that fell in.
And these people like kept such terrible care of their games. There were no rules in the box.
That would drive me fucking batshit.
But
yeah.
I guess I could look it up on my phone. You know? But yeah. And then she would also like wherever she wanted to spell the word on the board, she would spell it. And if like one of the adjacent letters spelled like a nonsensical, you know, non-word.
Quijibo.
I think at one point I was like, I think like all the letters have to spell something if you like connect it. And she's like, whatever.
Shut up,
yeah. So like she went to go use the bathroom.
Yeah.
At the end. And she wanted to go to a rooftop place to do something or listen to live music. And when she went to the bathroom, I remember I was like 2 seconds away from just like bolting back to my car.
Leaving her with the tab.
No, I had already paid it. But so we went and watched live music, which was actually kind of fun. And then as we were leaving, she was like, we hadn't even like kissed or anything like that. And she's like, well, we should probably, I don't know, go back to your place or just get a hotel room. And I was like, and part of me was like, I kind of think I have to say yes here.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
The improviser in me.
And then...
Yes, and.
I think she was going to come back to my place, and it was like, made the decision, and then I maybe 10 to 15 seconds, we start walking towards my car, and I said, you know what? No. I was like, not tonight. I was like, the vibe's not right. There's something weird. Not there's something weird, but I was just like, just not tonight.
You're like, look, I'm a gentleman. I'll finger blast you in the car.
Well, you know what? She also said something to the effect of, like, she's more of a pillow princess. And
I got pillow princessed by a sister once. It's a great story. But.
And, but I like, in general, I was, like, playing the tape forward. I was like, I'm going to have to, like, get up in the morning.
Yeah.
And like, spend the morning with her and, like, take her back to her car. I was like, I don't want to do this. I'm, like, not feel like, she was attractive, but I was not feeling her at all. And as soon as I said, like, look, I don't know. I'm just not feeling the vibe. She did a 180, like, physically away from me. And by the time I looked up, she was like, you know, 50 yards, you know, back, bolting towards her car. It was like, I think I even like kind of looked down. I was like, look, and then I looked up and she was gone.
It's like when the Roadrunner just leaves a cloud of smoke.
And, the next morning I get up and I check my Hinge and it says my profile had been banned.
Jesus Christ.
And I had her cell number. And I texted her. I just said, really? Are you serious? And she didn't text back until like the next day. And she just texted, what?
Psychopath.
So I can still not get on Hinge because of that.
God. They don't even give you a reason?
No, you can't even like, I tried to appeal it.
Any of those tech companies, like if you ever have a problem with Facebook, you're fucked.
Yeah.
There's no number you can call, like. Even years ago, it was just like AI. Like, they say, you know, contact them through the website, like over a message or whatever. It's just, there's no recourse. Yeah. YouTube, any of those things. Like, if you have an issue, it's like, that's
unilateral.
That.
Fuck you.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. Like,
no.
It's one account to them.
It's just posturing. It's just cover their ass posturing.
I think a money saving technique. Too.
Oh, that too. I mean, like, yeah. I'm just saying, in his case, service. They don't give a fuck to be like, what's your side of the story, sir?
Of course not. He's the guy.
No,
he must be wrong.
Yeah, I know. I tried to appeal it and I said, I told him exactly what I thought had happened. And
fuck. They're probably she probably was like, he held me down and raped me.
Right.
Like, raped the bejesus out of me.
Well, we can ban his account.
We're going to court tomorrow. Yeah.
So she said he used a racial epithet.
Yeah.
He kept trying to spell the N-word on the Scrabble board. Like every time he got a blank tile, he said it was N. I got the message.
Yeah. So, yeah, no more Hinge.
Oh, you can't make a second profile. You can't.
I think I did once, and it was such a pain in the ass.
Okay.
You have to create a new. Like,
is it linked to your Facebook? I don't even know how it works. No,
you have to hook it to a new email and a new phone number. So I did like a Google voice number, but it was.
Was it able to detect that it was like a bullshit phone number or something?
I can't remember what happened. I remember it worked out once, and then I like deleted it, and then it had been some time.
But
the instant you try
to do paid Hinge, they would be like, oh, it's forgiven.
Right.
Rape away, chief.
What do those things charge a month now? Like, does Tinder charge now?
Oh, I mean, it's
they all
so
have the freebie
tiered.
Tier.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I
then,
mean, it's like, you can pay for a premium membership, an upgrade membership. You can pay to, for more super likes. You can pay to see who has liked you. I mean, you can pay like separate kind of tiered.
I know Tinder, like when I was on it a decade ago or more, like it used to be just whatever girls first showed up. Those are the ones who liked you.
Oh.
Like at the top of the pile, like anyone who swiped right on you. They were the first ones to show up the next time you logged into the app.
Hinge, I know at least the way they tried to entice you for like the paid thing, it was like they would you would do your five likes. You got five likes for the day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then once you shot your load, it was suddenly like, well, here's like, these are the young broads. Like, these chicks are fucking ovulating right now, actually. And then they would parade that in front of you.
It's like the Brazilian steakhouses where they don't bring the good meats. Like, they bring the shitty meat first, so you fill up on that.
Yeah.
And then they're like, yeah. They start taking out the good crap.
Yes, it's exactly
Yeah, because on Tinder, I would just swipe right on everyone. And then it's like, you see who matches with
first,
you.
Yeah, God.
Because again, it's like they'd be at the top of the pile, and then you could be
Tinder
selective.
Was limitless back in the day. You would literally just, until your fucking thumb was worn to the bone, like scan, you know, swipe through.
Yeah, no, I was on it early. Like, I didn't even realize it was a fucking dating app. I thought it was just like something to like meet and hook up. And I was like, oh, Tinder.
That's
start,
what they
like,
always tried to kind of portray it as. It was like, you go on Tinder and you just meet someone to bang.
Right.
It's like, I'm sorry, like, it's men and women. It'll never be that fucking casual. This isn't Grindr, you know what I mean? Like, Grindr, which I believe detects down to the foot away.
Although I've heard, like, if you're in Manhattan, at least maybe it used to be like that way, Tinder. Because it's like, oh, I'm six blocks away. Do you want to meet up for a drink?
It has a more hookup-y aura to it.
Because you could just go on like three dates in a night or something.
So, I now, though, will connect. It doesn't matter what the app is. Like, with somebody and you chat. And then, like, it just goes nowhere. Like, hey, you want to go somewhere? You want
to meet someone you don't want to fucking talk to?
Well, I mean, like, even like, hey, we should meet up for coffee. You want to go? And then it's like nothing.
Oh, I can tell you what that is 100%.
What?
Like, I actually have a useful fucking nugget of knowledge for once in the show's history. Anytime that happens, that person's already like semi-dating someone else from it, but they're not sure. Yeah, because I was that guy actually for a time. When I was dating the Kelly before my current Kelly, and she bounced my ass the first time. So I was like, all right, fuck it. I'll go right back on Hinge. And then she, you know, like 5 days later is like, hey, I miss you. And I'm like, all right, puss ahoy. And I went back. But like at that point, I'd kind of reached out to a few other chicks, even going out on a couple of dates. And so like I kind of stayed in touch with them. And like, you know, some other people would hit me up on Hinge, which I had undeleted at that point. I'd be like, yeah, hey, what's up? And
no, it's like my neighbor is the same thing. He's fucking almost 60. And it's like, yeah, I get in a fight with my girlfriend, so I go back on Hinge, and then like you're talking to new chicks, you may fuck around with someone else. Oh, we got back together. It's like,
yeah.
I mean, you just treat people like they're fucking replaceable, which, I don't know. I mean, it's odd. Like, I actually kind of have a moral objection to that kind of behavior. Like, I don't do that shit anymore.
I feel bad for the way I kind of handled that final chick, the one that I latex bagged, and right before I got kind of, you know, with Kelly, it was a very soft ghosting, put it that way. It wasn't a full ghosting.
But that's what everyone on those fucking apps acts like, that men and women.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's like that old Dane Cook joke, like when you delete someone as a contact in your phone and you like do it as if they're going to disappear in real life. Like, wherever they are, they're just going to like turn into dust, and it's like, okay, well, I blocked you and I connected with you on Hinge, you just cease to exist.
Yeah,
because that's what I want.
I was never that extreme about it, but you know, I don't know. What would you prefer, like someone just come out and be like, hey, this is what's happening, or would you prefer like a soft ghost?
Oh, I would rather them just be upfront with me.
Oh, really?
It's like Patrice O'Neill used to say. It's like people always say like the term brutally honest. It's like honesty can never really be brutal. Lying is brutal.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet we all think like we're sparing people's feelings by fucking lying to them. It's like, no, if someone's just like, hey, look, like I met this person and it's getting kind of serious and like I don't think you and I should continue to talk. Most people, unless they're a complete psychopath, be like, okay, I respect that.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Very true. I was hedging my bets. All right, John, let's
be right. No, again, it's like, I did that shit 10 years ago, too. Anyone on those fucking apps is doing that crap. Like,
Wait, do you have a girlfriend now?
No.
I've
been single for more or less over 5 years.
Five years.
Kind of seeing someone for a few months, and then that didn't pan out, so. Since then, it's been like a year and a half almost.
Okay.
But I just have like no desire to fucking deal with that shit anymore.
It is. I had the same thought today where I was just like, it is just so
How
much.
How long has Will been single?
Yeah. No, it's so much easier just to not try, especially, I mean, when I have my little girl, I just like, you know what? Because I would say for 2-3 years.
All right, Epstein.
What?
Said, all right, Epstein.
I tried to, like, I don't know, make it happen. And it just was like, it's just too much energy.
Like immediately after you broke up with your ex or something? Or?
I mean, probably 2 years-ish after that, after my ex. But, like, I would say probably between, like, 2020 into 20, I don't know, as recently as a few months ago. I just kind of got like worn down from trying or like thinking about it or trying or like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can't like fall in love. Like, you can't make yourself fall in love. And like, yeah, I mean, if you have a kid, then it's like,
I think I was trying to treat it like a numbers game where I was like, hey, if I knock on, you know, so many doors, true love has to be behind
like
one of them.
No, like, that works for hooking up, but not like actually making a legitimate connection.
Right, right.
But you do like a lot of live performance and shit. You never met anyone like through improv or anything? Or, like,
I have. I haven't like recently, though. I don't think so.
Well, I guess, I mean, just based on what I've seen, you know, there's only a couple attractive women in the improv scene.
I know, right?
And
it's not good.
It's like when a hot chick goes to see a death metal band.
Right.
It's like just 500 on one.
Yeah, I mean, it is like, I might as well be, what, playing an accordion with like a little Reese's monkey on my shoulder. Like, like with that guy, that artist and me attract the same pool of women.
Same caliber.
Oh, shit. It's like if you find chicks are into the same thing. Any chick.
Well, that
like,
was what I, yeah, when I was first just starting to think about dating and shit, I'd just gotten like a little bit of weight off my ass. I was very into that notion of like meeting someone because it's like a shared activity. Yeah. And for people like us that really love comedy.
Oh, I think also, too, though, the politics and the social sort of atmosphere that's changed.
There's no far right improvers.
No, it's
yes,
just like
Sam,
I,
except for
I,
race mixing.
I am much more careful. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. As far as like approaching women, at least like do the same thing as I do. Most of the ones I perform with now, I know. But
well, it's weird because people shit on the anonymity of the internet, but like there's also very real cost to, and I'm not saying if either of you like do freakish shit to each other, but like, my buddy Rich Killiam has a chick he knows in his little improv circle in Berlin. And she's like dated multiple improvisers. And then like when shit goes sideways with him, she's just like, he's the fuck out of the theater, basically. And it's like, I'm sorry, did he fucking like hard R you? And it's like, nope, just don't want to see his face again. And it's like, well, he took the same classes as you, sister. Like, he's done the same amount of investing in this. Like, why does he have to leave? It's like, well, I've been here longer. And shit like that.
Right.
I mean, why would you roll the dice? So, in a way, it is cool to meet someone online. Because if it does go fucking sideways,
you're not
it's like,
shitting where you eat.
Yeah, you're like, all right, I'll never fucking see you again. Peace.
So, yeah, if I fucked a girl at my gym, it's like I'd either have to marry her or, like, move.
Yes,
like, I don't want to see you every day, and I hate your fucking guts.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember all the fucking, like, one time I almost hooked up with a chick at, like, my old bank. You know what I mean? And, like, at first it was great. I was like, I pulled the fucking chick, you know.
Well, that's easy. Just go to a different branch. Because
talked to a chick. My old workplace. What do you want?
At, like, my old bank, and, like, I mean, she was hot as hell. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And, like, that was one of those things, like, one of you mentioned where it's just, like, it goes nowhere. So you talk.
Right.
But, it's like, all right, there's other truists. Let's just go to the one and rest it.
Go to this one right up here. Yeah. Trust
They're
me.
All over the goddamn place. It used to be BB&T and SunTrust.
No, I'm serious. Like, go to this one right up here.
Oh, good. Talent? Mm-hmm. Ooh.
That'll be our next episode. Banks with best poontang.
Banks with Betty's.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck it is, but yeah, like something about a hot banker. I guess usually because they wear glasses. I don't know.
Oh my God. There's a gorgeous fucking banker at a.
Are we talking bankers or tellers?
Tellers. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what this one was. It's just a chick at a Chase I used to work at, and I somehow finagled her number. This is, again, before I was dating. And, goddamn, that was a good looking woman. Fuck.
Would you just hold on to the number and just like,
it was a very weird situation where she was, I knew her as like married. She was like a Pakistani chick. And, we just would shoot the shit. Like anytime I serve with this branch, which is very funny. And not like on a curve either. Not like a woman curve. Like she was actually funny, guys, you know? And, one time it was something, she was going to some event and she's like, oh, I'm bringing my friend. Would you like to come with or some shit? Can I get your number? And I, you know, I was like, sure. It was always a kind of a flirty vibe, but like once or twice, maybe just once, I'd heard mention of like a husband, and you know, she was youngish and she mentioned her house and stuff. And I'm like, okay, like,
so she might have been clearly trying to set you up with a friend though.
No, long story short, like after talking to her for a long fucking time, she was like, she finally left that branch, and then she started talking to me for a bit, and she's like, look, it turns out, like, you know, I'm from a traditional family, and, like, I'm actually divorced from my husband, but I very much can't acknowledge this publicly, and it was kind of like a flirty vibe, but by that point, I just started dating my now girlfriend, and I was like, well, shit, sister, you should have spoken up earlier, and I still masturbate to her perfume. No, it was a weird, it was funny because, yeah, and then she finally, like, learned my age, and she was like, 43, I can't say you have more, 41, I guess, at this time. She's like, I thought you were, like, 30, so, like, I can't say you have my friend. I'm like, I take that as a great compliment, like, maybe just don't let it slip to your friend, I don't fucking know.
How old is she? You said, like, 26 or something?
No, no, fuck, I would have run for the hills, like, 31?
She was already divorced?
Yeah, she was divorced. I mean, she was like old school, like, you know, the village conspired to put these two crazy kids together kind of thing. And she got over here and was just like, no, I fucking, marriage sucks. This dude cheats on me 24/7. The hell with this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he just cheated a ton and she was just finally like, fuck this. And then, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll change banks. Oh.
I wish she still worked at a Chase. Yeah. Chase, I got to say, I service a ton of Chase branches, man. Like, we've talked about this. Like, there is usually an attractive woman working in a bank.
It's and just Middle Eastern, too. I don't know what the fuck it is with me. Like, lately, like, I dig them more than white women.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I mean, my girlfriend's white as shit, but that's not my druthers.
I'm going to try to steer you away from that.
No, I'll fucking walk right into it.
A lot of emphasis on the fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, man. She knows my taste. She's like, whatever, I guess I'm cool, you know? Like,
she's secure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's just, like, black hair. Like, does something, like, not, like, dark brown, but, like, when a chick has, like, black hair.
Yeah, yeah, we're fucking Greek. What do you like, what do you want? It's like, I'm into people that look like me. Yeah, fucking like slightly swarthy. Your mom said that one time. The Greeks, like, the pastier ones like the darker ones, the darker ones like the pastier ones.
Are there pastier Greeks?
I mean, I guess you're looking at them. Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Like, we're on kind of the fair side for Greek.
This is tan for me.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, yeah. Like, I actually have some brown to me because, like, I never wear sunscreen, but.
Yeah, I mean, like, what do you want? You want to get into the actual invention of nation states and shit? Like, you know, Crete was obviously a very different fucking, you know, thing historically from, like, the mainland, I guess.
Where's Malta in relation to?
It's its own country. It's not Greece. It's in the Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, that and Cyprus are, like, their own nations, but, right.
Little islands.
I have a buddy that was in the Navy that was in Malta. He swears up and down that it was the best women that he'd ever seen in the world.
I don't doubt it. Fucking Mediterranean chicks are just where it's fucking at.
Yeah, because it's like you're halfway between Europe and Africa. Yeah. Like, yeah. Crete, I think, is the southernmost point of Europe. It's like near, almost touches Libya.
Okay.
Actually. Yeah, which is why I have hair like this.
Are you related to Gaddafi?
Like Shah, yeah. I was trying to figure out a Gaddafi joke. But like, neither one of us look like him. He looks like, who the fuck's the roast guy? Jeff.
Ross?
Jeffrey Ross, yeah.
Oh, God. Gaddafi
he's got
ugly.
Alopecia.
Who? Ross?
Yeah.
Oh,
is that why he shaves his head?
I mean, his eyebrows are gone now.
Oh, okay. Shit, he's got that.
Yeah. He's like the dude on Barry. I forget
yeah,
his name.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, the mole rat thing.
Anthony or Ann.
NoHo Hank, but yeah.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Great actor.
Dude, he fucking made that entire show.
This show got very weird.
I like season
you didn't like
one.
That show?
We did.
It kind of got fucked by COVID, I think. Because didn't they have to take like a two-year hiatus?
Anthony Carrigan.
There we go.
You have to watch it. You haven't watched it all the way through?
We have, yeah.
But with the COVID interruption, I mean.
Okay. It was what, four seasons?
Yeah.
I think three was not our fave, right?
Three was the worst. Three was like when he got really dark and like grew the beard and I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, past season one, I didn't care so much for him in it and it was just Steven Root and that.
The NoHo Hank carried the fucker.
Yeah, NoHo Hank.
Like, especially the end where he's opening the boxes of heads. Even in death, you're still a fox.
What is that?
Like, remember they had the four, like, badass fucked up killers or whatever?
Yeah.
And there's the one Hank liked. And, like, he's opening the boxes of their severed heads. He's like, oh, Christian, even in death, you're still a fox. And he's just going one at a time. He's like, oh, it's a head. And then he goes to the second box. Like, that's another head. And then, like, by box three, he's like, why am I opening this?
Was that Steven Root when he actually became the Raven?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
and I guess, like, the thing I didn't like about it, like, the Sopranos, you know, there's, like, a lot of comedy in it. But, and I don't know shit about, like, television or film production, but The Sopranos is shot one way, right? So if someone has a funny line, it looks no different. Barry, to me, it seemed very juxtaposed. Like, this is a serious scene, so we're going to shoot it with, like, the color filters, you know, like, suck all the colors out, and it's going to be shot like a drama. And then this is a funny scene, so we're going to shoot it like it's a fucking Seinfeld, like, one-camera shoot. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so not only is there the whole, like, serial killer comedy juxtaposition, it's like very visually evident as well.
Okay.
Which to me, I didn't like it. I mean, I would hope it was intentional because again, like
the hater's pretty specific. Continuity. Yeah. I never I'll have to go back and I never noticed that. I guess I
yeah, check it out. Like, I mean, especially like they have those dream sequences and stuff. So yeah, those are gonna look different visually, but yeah, like, again, I don't know how to describe it. To me, it seems like those early 2010s, like, Instagram filters where every video, like, you had to suck the color out of it.
Okay.
So it has that, like, sepia tone or whatever. Right. And it's, like, all the fucking serious scenes.
Like a System of a Down
video. Look like that. Or, like, shit you would see on Instagram.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, I'm passing it through this filter or that filter. Okay. And then, like, yeah, the comedy scenes, again, it's like, looks like fucking Friends or Seinfeld or something. And it's just, I don't know. I mean, from the drop, it's like you have a premise where, like, you can't do too much with it.
Oh, about him. Yeah. I mean, it became very much, like a man. I felt like his whole motivation was like he felt entitled to a normal life. Like, he was like, he felt like he was damaged by the war. Like, it wasn't something that. It was something that made him who he was, and he, as a result, acted the way he did. Like, when he would be like, you know, he'd do that, starting now.
Yeah.
Like, he deserved a do-over. And then he, every time he, like, was like, okay, I'm going to do it over. He would just end up fucking
killing someone else.
Yeah.
I've known people like that where it's like cheating on their wife. Like, oh, I've been faithful to my wife since, like, such and such date. I'm like, you're proud of that? Like, I mean, you already fucked up once the toothpaste is out of the tube,
right?
When it comes to like monogamy and murder, you get one shot. That's it.
It's very true.
It's so we're not giving OJ partial credit. One bad night.
Dude, he got honored at like the BET Awards or some shit. Did you see that?
No.
Did
like
they really?
In memoriam? Yeah. I don't know if it's the BET. Like, don't quote me on that. But some award show, it was like, yeah, some dead actor and then Orenthal James Simpson, NFL player. People we've lost 2023.
I mean, all I can say is apparently we were all too young to know his absolute greatness on the gridiron.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've heard it would be like if Tom Brady or someone
killed
someone.
Yeah, it was like fucking insane.
No, I just know it was a murderer.
I know. I knew him from Naked Gun.
Naked Gun.
And commercials.
So I'm like a little too young even for that.
Yeah.
Like,
and then he was an NFL analyst. I knew him from that.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But
no, I also service a lot of Hertz locations. No good pussy at Hertz ever. Never seen one fuckable lady at Hertz.
No single available good-looking women in a rental lot.
No, everyone looks like they got jizz from that guy with the golden hair at Hertz. It's terrible.
That's where they end up.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, I use... No. I take that back. The Body Shop usually has decently attractive women. And then you get hauled over to Enterprise. It's like, I don't even know if I've seen a female working at a rental car place ever.
Oh, I have.
No, yeah. I wouldn't say the numbers are too skewed. But yes, actual, like, the car sales world. I was just at a car dealership the other day, chopping a hole in a safe. And two just... stunning women there, like, because
were they really selling cars
or they sell
no
their
I think
lust
it was just a horny motherfucker running this place, because they were actually like behind the scenes, like they're at a one of them was at a counter or something like that. They weren't even on the sales floor, but I was just like, holy Jesus Christ, like, just some horny son of a bitch.
Because anytime I bought a car, they do try to do like the Ashley Schaefer BMW, like have the hot chick to like sell you like the bullshit rust proofing or whatever the fuck.
I have never Silajet. Had that done to me.
Mm.
And it's like, the ones I've seen, it's like, yeah, you're not hot enough to pull this off.
Yeah, exactly. Give me my sweet low financing, bitch.
I remember the first time, like, I was going to buy a car, and thank God it didn't work out, but, like, they were talking about the Silajet, like, oh, it keeps dust off it or something.
Yeah.
And I was saying, oh, well, I'm planning on leasing it. They're like, oh, well, if you lease it, like, you don't have to buy as much, like... She tried to convince me, like, oh, we can control how much we put on. So if you only have it for 3 years, you only need this much. Let's get the fuck out of here.
You've leased cars before?
I used to, yeah, all the time.
How did you like that? Did that work out?
I drive so much, I'd always get, like, a negative equity. So for me, it's a fucking horrible idea.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, at this point, I drive usually, like, 30,000 miles a year.
I'm not in the same fucking
boat. I think a standard lease, usually it's supposed to be either 12 or 15. And then you'll get dinged like either a nickel or a dime per mile.
Oh, wow.
That you go over.
That's fucking, I was literally looking at my mileage log on my car. I got Eva's 04 Prius. I got that bitch January of 22 with like 160-something miles on it, 160,000. I've had it, we're talking, what, a little, like, 2.5 years or some shit? It's now at 230.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, man. We do not fuck around.
That's 70,000 miles in 2 years?
Yeah.
That's even more than me.
It's been bad lately.
Yeah, because you, I guess, you'll sometimes do, like, bigger, and plus, it's like, you drive it. Well, when you go to New York, do you take Kelly's car, or?
This is the first time I actually took the Prius up to fucking New York. Otherwise, always Kelly's car because, A, I like to stick her smart thingy, you know, like the toll thing with all the
You don't
fees.
Have an easy pass?
I have an easy pass, too.
Oh.
I like to stick her with the fees.
Oh.
And then also, yeah, her car is like from 2014, so it has like Bluetooth and you can like...
What kind of car is it?
She's a Honda Accord. Nothing great, but it's better than an 04 Prius, you know? Like, mine is all filled with my equipment and shit.
Does yours even have USB chargers?
No, I have to use a car lighter thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah, a lighter.
Jesus Christ.
And then I had to put in a modification. I ripped out the radio and put in a thing in the back, a receiver for Bluetooth, but it doesn't sound great, and it's not integrated at all. I have to put it on a specific radio station, and then it'll start detecting my phone.
Wow.
And but I mean, like, I've taken that car like half apart, man. There's a fucking circuit board that was failing in it one time, and I had to like literally pull the entire dashboard out, and I fucking had to solder.
Well, yeah, I remember it wasn't operable for a while, right?
That was when the main battery died.
Wow.
Yeah. I've done a lot of dicking around with that thing. But when it's like a fucking car that costs you...
You should turn it into a sleeper car.
Yeah, yeah. Like, do the whole San Francisco thing. Where like, you can't...
Like drop a big old engine in it and...
Oh. That'd be great. Yeah, just rip out the battery.
That was like one of my favorite Netflix shows, Sleeper Car, where you'd soup out like a minivan.
Oh God, I didn't know that was a concept. Oh, yeah. I've thought about that before, how hilarious it would be to rip out the battery and just put some fucking beastly engine in there. Yeah. But tragically, you'd have to like really do some work on it because the Prius, the incident's like, I don't have my battery. It's like, goodbye. Just fucking craps out. Well, shall we call it an eve? It's getting late. I could keep bullshitting with y'all, but yeah.
Good to do a show again.
Yeah. Try for one next week.
Yeah, sure. Hopefully, definitely. Like an earlier time or whatever.
Fuck yeah. All right. Till the next one. We're out of here.
Word.